When did you decide that professional wrestling was something for you?
When I was a teenager, I used to watch WWE Superstars and WCW. I think it was Worldwide at the time, yeah. Back in the days.
Channel and, 9, Channel 5, yeah.
Yeah, I was sure I remember the channel. And I remember I was a kid and I was just, you know, I used to watch my Saturday morning cartoons and wrestling came on and I was like, oh, what's this? And I watched, like, I saw Shawn Michaels and I saw him do the Heartbreak Hotel and I was laughing and I just loved his character and I was like, this is great. And for some reason, Shawn Michaels just made me want to watch wrestling more and more. And then I would start watching and you're a kid, you don't know, like, there's two different companies and all this stuff. I thought it was all, like, you know, one big thing. And I'm like, oh, there's two shows. Okay, I want to watch both. This is great. And just watch it from then on. And this is like, I want to do this. This is awesome.
So, where'd you go for training?
I trained at so many different places. I started at ACPW. And I also trained at a place called UCW. I trained a little bit at ACE, too. And then I was at DWF for a little bit, probably back in 2012. I started in 2010. It's when I first started professional wrestling. So it's been about, oh my God, 6.5 years almost already. And it's crazy because it feels like it's longer.
So the thing that I like about you is I've watched a lot of your stuff online. And it's like a lot of indie guys are very good workers. But they don't kind of get, like, ring psychology. They don't get that they have to entertain. Yeah. And you're one of these guys. You do both. You can work, but, like, you know how to work the crowd. You know how to get them really pissed off. You have noticeable taunts. Like, you have things about you that make you stand out and make you special. So what has gone on with you to create this character that you portray when you're in the ring?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I really, when I go out there, you know, of course you have to be a good wrestler, but the main thing is you have to entertain the people, you know, baby face heel. You have to, you know, make them cheer, boo, cry, you know, want to come back, want to be excited to see you. And that's what it's all about, the fans, the people who come to see you. You know, a lot of guys get it. And some guys are just still, you know, don't get it, or they still, like, are confused. But my character, it's just, I don't know. I guess because I always was big into watching, like I said, Shawn Michaels and Ravishing Rick Rude and even Mr. Wonderful Paul, or like, what they do with their characters. And that was, like, you know, entertaining. So I would want to entertain the fans. And I guess, like, I really don't know. When I go out there, I don't really have, like, a set thing I'm going to do. I listen to the fans, what they're doing, if they're cheering or, you know, to get them involved. And I just, it's so weird because I watch some of my matches myself. I'm like, oh, I did that. It's like, you know, like I transform into my character and I'm like, wow, okay. I'm like, really that crazy sometimes? I really did that?